Hey guys, it's me, Katie, Real Slim Katie 25, here at Geek Gourmet! And welcome to my first one-shot, where I have one shot to tell you something I'm thinking about. And if you know me, which you don't, it's my first video, we don't really know each other yet. I love all things horror, and like a horror. I love all things horror. Books, movies, TV shows. I work at a haunted house. One day, I will own one of my own. And to do that, I see every single horror movie that comes out in theaters. Because I want to know. And I love figuring out what it is that makes people scared. What it is that makes me scared. Feeling like, what's the difference between real fear and fake fear? And is there any difference at all? And I find it fascinating. And I love to see what lengths people will go to find themselves freaked out. So, horror movie I actually really like is The Strangers. And you may or may not know, but this year we are receiving The Strangers Trilogy. Okay, so if you don't know, we're going to be getting not one, not two, but three whole movies of The Strangers this year. We have the first Strangers movie, which essentially, if you haven't seen it, is, you know, there's this like couple vacationing at a cabin. Or maybe they're not vacationing. Maybe they just live at the cabin. I honestly should have rewatched before I filmed this. But there's a couple and they're in a secluded area. And three strangers. These are the strangers, just so you know, and you don't get them confused. They come and they, you know, kidnap this couple. Not kidnap, but I guess, what's the word where somebody, where they keep, oh, they just hold them hostage. They hold them hostage. So, they're held hostage in this home, and it's, the whole idea is it's about, like, crimes of opportunity and, like, random acts of violence. Most of these, like, horror movies, it's all, like, what's the motive? How do they know each other, right? But I actually think this plays on this really fun trope, the same way The Purge does. A lot of things that happen in The Purge are just random acts of violence for the sake of doing it. And I think, like, the quote from the first movie is, like, why are you doing this to me? And they're, like, because you were home. What? You're doing it because you're home? That's the stuff that scared the shit out of me when I was in third grade. That's the stuff that I thought was going to happen. I was convinced a burglar was going to come into my home when I was in third grade. Convinced. And that's what's really scary about the premise of The Strangers. I honestly, The Strangers 2, Pray at Night, I don't remember it at all. I'm going to be super honest with you. I probably fell asleep. And the thing about this genre, too, is that I don't watch a lot of horror movies because they're all good. I just like them because they exist. And that's one thing I think The Strangers has going for them. A lot of horror movies that come out will have some kind of an audience just because of the genre that it's in. Like, I'll just go see a movie because I know it's a horror movie, even if I don't know anything about it. And sometimes I don't know anything about it specifically because I want to go in blind, right? And just see what I'm expecting. So, even if all three of these movies are bad, I'm still gonna go see every single one because I want to have an opinion about it and I want to be able to talk about it. And also, I'm also kind of, how do you say, I'm a sucker for second chances, you know? I want to see the good guy redeem themselves and I want to see a bad trilogy get really good in the second and third movies. So even if the first movie is bad, I'll still go see the others. And I think that has this going for it. So what do we know about the trilogy so far? I've heard reports from TikTok. I'm going to be super honest. I get so much of my news from TikTok. If they ban it, I literally don't know how I'll survive. Literally do not know. So we'll figure that out. But the idea is that it's the same three, like, masks as the first movie. The, like, doll and the rabbit. And we're using the same masks. And the director was talking about how it's, like, super important to him. Because these are, like, the iconic, you know, faces and symbols of this movie. Which is interesting because it's, like, not a movie that I think of as having, like, an iconic symbol. Same way as, like, The Purge. Like, you've definitely seen, like, Uncle Sam from Purge Anarchy. Or what is it? Purge Election Day? That one, that one shot in the trailer of Purge Election Year. Is it Election Year? Election Night? Anyways, the shot of the like neon stars on the Statue of Liberty mask. I remember that very vividly. I'm not even sure why. But iconic horror symbols, I don't really think of the strangers generally having one. Interesting, but okay, we'll go with it. What I believe is true about this trilogy is that all three of these movies were shot at the same time. And I was reading about how the director was literally shooting them completely concurrently and how they do like one scene from one day and on three the third day. And I think they were doing this for continuity reasons to save money. I'm not sure. But what I think could be really treacherous for this movie is for it to feel like... like, when three movies are filmed at the same time, I just finished watching the TV show This Is Us. And This Is Us, if you haven't seen it, is, like, the saddest thing of all time. Every episode, you see, like, clips from the same scenes, and I literally cry every single time. But at the end of an episode of This Is Us, they'll play, like, a clip from before to, like, bring you back in. And what I do worry about, if it's the same set, the same people, the same characters for three movies, and we're not really, like... changing it up, I'm worried it's gonna get boring, and I worry that it'll lag. I also think something, splitting it up into three movies, is kind of crazy. It's hard for me to love three movies in any trilogy. Like, of course you love Star Wars, of course I love Lord of the Rings, but I have favorites. But with The Strangers, I'm like, I don't know if this is an idea strong enough to hold a franchise. Like, I don't... like, I enjoy The Strangers. I don't want that to sound like I'm not. I wouldn't be talking about it if I didn't care and I wasn't excited about it. But I don't know if it's, like, iconic enough or interesting enough to hold up a trilogy. And especially if it has some of the same issues as in, like, Dune or, you know, the Spider-Verse movies. It's like people felt like they got fucking blueballed by these movies. They felt like they got to the end of the movie and they didn't know the movie was ending. You know? They felt like they got to the end and, like, they can't come because the story is not finished yet, right? Like, that's really probably a stupid analogy. But you get the gist. It's like there's some kind of... the story doesn't feel complete because it's not a full story. It's very specifically only telling part of the story. And it's very interesting to see, like, episodic storytelling in longer formats because how well is that going to do? I don't know. Especially a second movie in a trilogy... it's like, okay, if you fall off, you have to have technically seen the first one. But by the third, you not only have had to see the first one, but also the second one in order to kind of understand what's happening. And if not, then if we're not invested in the characters, we're not invested in the story, then what's the point of making this a trilogy? You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. Other interesting things, the only cast member I recognized from the new Strangers movie is, I think her name is Madison Petch, and she plays Blossom in Riverdale. And I've never seen Riverdale all the way through, but I have watched every musical episode because I was basically forced at gunpoint by my friend Kaylee. So, thank you, Kaylee, for that. I find it interesting because I feel like T. West did a lot with his, like, new horror trilogy, and I say new, my gosh, it's been, like, several years now, right? With XXX, Pearl, and then Max... Maxine. And I saw X a long time ago, but I've not seen Pearl yet. And I want to. I don't know why. It's one of those movies that I want to see, and there's no reason why I haven't seen it, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. It's one of those movies for me, so we'll see. But I feel like maybe we're like, okay, trilogies are popular. Like, we don't want to do anthology. We want to do our own thing. It's like a concentrated chunk of story. It's not a franchise. It's just trilogy. It's our own thing. So I'd be interested to see if maybe this starts a trend in horror. Maybe we're saying, hey, let's lock in for three films. Let's do it. Because I am a diehard franchise person. I love Saw. I love Scream. And I'll watch every single one in the franchise, right? But it's only because I waited and I got through that I find the ones that I like. Like, Saw X is my favorite one out of all of the Saw movies. But I had to watch every single one to get there. But it doesn't, like, I don't feel like Strangers is franchisable. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's up. Those are just some general thoughts. I know the Strangers trilogy says it's, like directly the director has said it is inspired by the original ones. So, we'll see if it's the same people, if it's not. Who knows? Anyways, those are just some collective thoughts. The Strangers Part 1 comes out on May 17th. You know I'll be watching it. I'll be excited. I guess my prediction is that there's going to be some, like, mid-as-fuck jump scares. And that maybe I'll be interested in the backstory of one of the characters. I think I'll enjoy it, but I don't think it will be a standout film. That's my general prediction for most horror movies, but that's my solid. I'm setting it in stone, okay? And I really hope that they have a name drop. I love it when they drop the title of a movie in the movie, especially in a horror movie when it's so cringy. I just want them to be like, but why would you do this to us? You're strangers. I really want that. I really want them to do that. So we'll see. I can dream. Anyways, thank you for coming to my first one shot, and I will see you guys later. Bye.